And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. We also welcome back Pastor and Mrs. Otero today, returning from the funeral from Mr. Gene Lacey, the father of missionary Daniel Lacey. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Directly following this service, we'll be having our monthly fellowship luncheon, and everyone's invited to enjoy the good food and this fellowship. Directly following the fellowship luncheon, we will have a special time for the baptism of several brothers and sisters in the Lord, publicly professing their belief in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So please come and share in this blessed event at the Kong's home in Gilroy. Since this is the last Sunday of the month, all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, including the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 1, O Worship the King. Continue our worship now with hymn number 206, Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Take me away, my God.
Please stand now as we sing hymn number 231, Jesus Saves.
Let us remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is to be again around your people and in the company of your beloved. And now, Father, as we open the service today, as we open the airways and the doors of Bethel Baptist Church, we pray that the praises to your name, that the reading and meditation on your word be acceptable unto thee, our mighty word, our mighty God. Father, we are grateful that we can conclude the book of Jude. And we are grateful that 2,000 years ago, you provide for us instructions for tough times and for our life within the church and our dealing with people. And today you're going to exhort us to move on those lines and to repeat the story as Jude counseled us how to deal with different circumstances in life. I'm so glad that people are the same today and 2,000 years ago. And so your word actually is tomorrow's newspaper for all of us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the Holy Bible. Now, Father, we are also grateful that last week, in a very difficult circumstances and under very difficult circumstances, we have the burial and the memorial service of one of your servants, Mr. Gene Lacey. He served you in the capacity of a layman and a deacon. He served you in his work. And then he served you as he instructed Danny to be a good boy and a good father and a good husband. And so, Father, we miss him. And Danny, I'm sure, will miss him more. But, Father, I pray that you comfort him and you give him the assurance of being strengthened by you. Also for Martha Lacey. They have been married for 57 years. And, Father, what a departure. He has Alzheimer's for 2 years prior to his departure. And so Martha lost him 2 years ago. But, Father, now he is not there. And she is alone. Thank you, Lord, that you have Danny and Miriam close by to help them and to put a shoulder for them. Now, Father, thank you that our church continues. And I was rejoicing and listening to our service from Oregon and how blessed we are that we are able to communicate across the country the good news of the gospel and the teachings of thy word. We pray, Lord, for our missionaries, wherever they are today, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Poretti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, bless those people that they may accomplish the work of the ministry of the gospel to those that they serve. Bless us today, that we rejoice in the fact that we can praise you, we can listen to your word, and later on, not only we have the fellowship of God's people, but also we have the witnessing of those who are saying, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior through the waters of baptism. Lord, what a joy it is for a pastor to see that those who have learned the word now obey the word and follow through. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of this church, this Sunday and the coming Sunday, and having the blessing to baptize people because of their obedience to you. Thank you, Father. The church is alive. The world may go crazy. The economy may go bad. But you always keep on with power, saving and encouraging those who are your people. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Kong family who allow us to invade their home, actually, and put together this baptism. Thank you, Lord, that you bless our brother Kong and that he shared that blessing with us so that we can do this. Now, Father, may the joy of the Lord bring us joy into our life. We look into our finances, and we know we are in an economic crisis, but there is no economic crisis for the believer. We can give in proportion as we receive. And so, Father, our church is suffering economically, and we pray that somewhere, somehow, we may raise the money that need to balance the budget and to keep on going in the ministry. Thank you that your people love you, and because they love you, they're going to give. And Jesus, we pray that you bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Jude. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1335. We will be reading Jude verses 1 through 25. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Jude verses 1 through 25. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally, as brute beasts. In those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are, without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the constant guidance you have provided for us in the Scriptures. We thank you for your word that has shown us the Lord Jesus Christ and delivered us from bondage and has set us free. Your word is truth. We thank you that we believe that truth through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. Help us to be obedient and faithful to our calling, that we may be built up in your word. We pray for the mockers and scoffers who would lead many astray, that they too would come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved from the wrath to come. We thank you for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he returns to the pulpit now to preach your word. Grant that those of us listening here and on the radio and internet and tape and CD will continue to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and be drawn closer to him. In his name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?